Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. We're going to talk about faith. We're going to talk about faith because anything you want to do that's really cool, that's outside of your realm of what you've already done in your life, something, a dream, something you've probably kind of, you're split between, wouldn't that be nice? And that's probably not possible for me, but there's some amazing little part of yourself that you just want to go for it. The way you get there, the way you manifest it, the way you create it is through your faith. And so let's talk about it. In case you're new to my program, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams. If you are ready to go to the next level, if you are ready to break your glass ceiling in your life, and you want some support in manifesting that, some intuitive guidance, some spiritual guidance, some pure, beautiful, truthful support, then I would love to be that for you. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Check out the massive result package. That will change your life. It is our time together. We get lots of time. And I create a container where you can do all the work, the inner work, the external work, dream that you feel like, gosh, I want it so badly, but I don't know if it can really happen in this lifetime for me, or how would I do it, or, you know, all the questions that really we don't have answers to. And really what you need is faith, and I can help you have the faith to take the action, to move in the direction of that dream, to trust your intuition, and to show up as the best version of yourself. So if you are ready for that, consider my massive result intuitive coaching package. Okay, faith. Faith is a practice. So that's the first thing I want you to know. It is not something that you're just automatically good at. And everybody doing something really, really cool in the world had to practice having faith in themselves. They had to practice having faith in themselves. And faith can form in many ways. It can be the constant showing up. That can be your act of faith. But keeping your mind right really requires a practice that you are saying to yourself that, of course, what I want is going to happen. I believe in my dream. I know it will happen. I am unwavering in my faith, and that it's a practice. It's a daily convincing of your mind and body, your mind and body, so your heart, your soul, every part of yourself has to get on board with, yeah, it's going to happen. Yes, it is going to happen. So that is a practice, and don't feel any shame in having to practice it. Most people in this world doing anything cool practice it. I was listening to one of my favorite teachers talk about earning in her business and how when she wants to go to the next level, she writes it a bunch of times. She thinks about it. She's there. She visualizes it. And it doesn't mean it just instantly, boom, manifests. You know, and I do think things can manifest rapidly. It's doing the work. Doing the work, doing the work, convincing yourself that there's no other choice than this happening. And that requires faith, and it requires immersing yourself in the belief that what you want is going to happen. So it means you might have to cut out some people in your practice if they're going against your belief system. And that's probably the hardest part, is when you have people in your circle that are telling you, no, you can't go for that big thing. And you can. So you might have to say goodbye to those folks, right? You know, I'm very mindful, if you were to spend 24 hours in my world, I'm very, very, very mindful of what of my dreams I share with other people, because no one in my world is thinking at the level that I think at, and I totally respect that. but I also know that I can't just run around and willy-nilly tell everybody, because they can't even support me, right? Like it's so foreign to them. It's so much bigger than even maybe they see me, right? And so naturally as humans, we're going to go into our resistance, and I don't want to deal with somebody's resistance about my dream. Like I have to actually do the work. I have to show up. I have to hold the faith for it. So I'm very, very, very mindful of what I share with others, because I know that my faith is a practice, and I know I don't want anything to undo all the hard work I do in the area of believing in myself and believing in my dream. So I'll say that to you again. Faith is a practice. It is a daily convincing yourself that what you want will happen and that you don't have to settle for less than. Okay, so faith means never giving up. While you may alter your approach, you remain steadfast in your desire. You must remain steadfast in your desire. Believe that your success is inevitable. That is, who is that manifestation babe? That's her quote. Success, your success is inevitable, she says. So you must believe, even if you don't know how and when and all the nuances of it occurring, you know that it will happen. And it means never giving up. Of course it will happen. I want you just to affirm that. Know it will happen. And feel in your heart that it will. Okay. Faith cannot be projected onto other people. What I mean by this is, how do I want to explain this? It's really easy when we talk about in relationship to romantic partnership. You can't have faith that that someone. I've heard stories to the contrary, but what I know to be true, and what my spirit guides have consistently shown and revealed to me, is that you must have faith in you. You must have faith in what you want. And so let's say you are in romantic partnership and you've decided that you want a certain person. You could very well get that certain person. I'm not going to take that away from you, but that person has free will. And what I have seen is when people force their faith in a love on another human, those relationships tend to be very tumultuous. That's what I can say, because I'm hesitant to say it, even though for years, if you've listened to this program, I'll always say like, oh yeah, everybody has free will when it comes to romantic relationships. You can decide you want that person, but if that person doesn't want you, that's their choice, right? So put your faith in you, put your faith in your belief in love, and pursue someone who wants to be in a lasting, loving relationship with you. That is what I've always taught. And recently, in the internet worlds, I'm seeing more and more call in a certain person. I definitely think you can call in a person for a period of time, but whether or not you get whatever result that you desire from them, that's up to them, you know? Like, if you want to be madly in love and live happily ever after with another human, a particular human, and you have faith in it, and you're believing, and you're praying in it, and you just want it so badly, I have seen people conjure that, and I've also seen those relationships be very, very tumultuous. But maybe that's what they want. My spirit guides are like, well, maybe that's what they want in the first place. Maybe that's their jam. They like a little drama because they had to pray them in that violently. Then they're going to get this explosive relationship. We get to create our realities. My thought is create a reality in which your life is fun and easy and joyful, and pick a partner who wants to be in partnership with you. But if you really want to call back in a certain person, go for it. But they always have free will. And just because you have faith in that relationship does not necessarily mean they are going to feel the same way. I can't even bend that one. I can't even try to make it work, you know? No, it is just truth. Go for somebody who wants to be in a relationship with you. So don't project your faith onto other people. Same with parents and children. I think parents really want to have faith that their kids are going to do this great thing, and they channel all their faith in their kids. And I think that's just fucking bonkers, because that kid has free will and gets to decide what they're going to do. And so keep your faith for you. Now, can you create things through a partnership? I mean, Amanda Francis, and I don't agree with this part of her teaching, she says that you can, you know, if you take her money class, you can manifest a raise for your husband if he is the sole breadwinner, right? And I do think to some degree that's the case if you guys have entered into a partnership where that person has agreed they're going out to make the money and you're doing this part of the partnership, and so you want to bring in more money into the partnership and manifest a raise through the job. I do think that is possible in that container. But do I think that because you have... Yeah, no. I think if you want to manifest money... you don't have to do it through your partner. Figure out a way to do it through you, right? So, yeah, I'm not a huge fan of believing that we can use our own faith power in the realm of other people. Now, can we have faith in helping someone heal? Can we channel our faith towards praying for someone to heal? Absolutely. I do think that is the case. To some degree. Again, they have free will. They have a contract with spirit. They get to live out their days the way they want to live it out. But I do think it is quite all right to channel your faith towards the healing of another person. I do believe that. And I have a lot of faith. I hold a lot of faith for my clients. But that's my job, right? Like, right? I get paid to hold the faith, right? So, yes, my thought is that use your faith for you, right? And even me channeling my faith towards channeling the energy of faith towards my clients is because they've signed up to work with me and that's my job, right? I'm still using it for my greater good because that's my chosen line of work, right? I hope this is all making sense to you, how to use your faith. It is a power. It is a power like no other. And I think we don't tap into it nearly enough because we do so much fucking settling. And I emphasize that with the fucking, because I want you to be aware of all the ways in which you settle, right? And really make the commitment to only go for what you want. And I'll say initially, once you make that commitment, it's going to be really uncomfortable. It's going to be really uncomfortable because you've been settling for so long and it's such a pattern. But once you make the commitment, the declaration that you're no longer going to settle, you're going to find that things don't work out the way they used to. You know, your half-cocked plans don't work out. And so you have to really go back to center and be your most authentic self and really trust who you are and know that what you want is available to you. And that's faith. Okay. So faith opens doors that are not initially seen. So faith means moving in the direction of your dreams and knowing a way will be made. You just have to know in your heart that all will be well. Gosh, if I have, I mean, really, like, it's so true. It's like I'm sitting here right now and I'm like, I would have never have thought 3 weeks ago this is where I would be sitting. And it was just faith, my faith, you know. And being open and being in the moment and trusting my intuition and allowing myself to be guided and knowing that I don't have all that you can do is trust my intuition. And so you just have to know in your heart that all will be well. Everything will be okay. Your faith brings the path into view. Your faith brings the path into view. Faith needs your most cherished desire. So this is where we're getting in the realm of talking about being clear about what you really want and believing that you can have it, right? Your faith is the fuel of your manifestation, right? That's what I'm saying. It's such a powerful thing. That's why I do think that you can channel your faith in the wrong direction and create, right? So it is so powerful. But if you really get in touch with yourself and channel your faith towards the things that really matter to you. Let's just say, you know, we're in election season. Let's just say you're sitting out there and you're like, from a little kid, I always wanted to run for president. And maybe you're working middle management corporate job right now. And you keep watching election coverage and you're like, I always wanted to run for president. Always wanted to run for president. You could stay in that job. You could go for the next layer of promotion. You could channel your energy that way. Or you can do the really hard thing and figure out what steps you can take to become president of the United States. And that's all faith, right? Like, what do you need to get involved in? What's the first step? Who do you need to talk to? What groups do you need to affiliate with? Who do you need to become on the inside so that you can be ready to run for president? Is there a first step? Do you need to run for another office first? What is that journey for you? I promise you, if you set and held the energy of like, God, you know, I'm in this job. I've been in this job a while. I'm watching all this coverage. I can't fight this feeling, this joyful, amazing, delightful feeling of wanting to run for office on a really big level. And I don't even know where to begin, you know. Just show me. I promise you, something will appear. And then you'll follow that crumb. And that crumb will take you to another place and another place and another place. And that is faith. That is faith. So your faith wants your most cherished desire. Amazing. Dramatic. Dramatic in the sense it's different from where you are now. Dream. Use your faith there. Use it for the things you really, really want. Not the thing you're settling for because you think this is the best that I can do, but the thing you really, really, really want. Faith requires focus. Manifestation is a focus game. You cannot waver. I love that word this week, waver. You cannot waver and be focused at the same time, right? And it's one thing if you're wavering because the essence of what you want is in place, right? So you want, let's say you are looking for a partner, okay? So the essence of looking for a partner is I want to be in a romantic relationship. I want to be connected to another human. I want to be, I want to be in a romantic relationship that meets my needs, wants, and desires. Okay. Now, you can waver, though, on a person who doesn't seem to be matching up with what you want. Totally okay to waver on that. But the desire, no. You stay focused on that desire of being in a healthy, lasting, loving partnership. And I promise you, as you start to fully and completely align with that, believe in that, have faith in that, you're not going to pick the person anymore who's not going to meet your needs. You will say no faster and faster. I think the last podcast, I was like, I have text messages on my phone from a boy. And, he's very much a grown man. And I adore him. You know, he and I have come in and out of each other's orbits many times. But we have very different approaches to romantic partnership, and there's no reason. Like, even as we were flirting with the idea, pun intended, flirting with the idea of getting together again, I knew it wouldn't be right because we have very different approaches to romantic relationship. As strong as our chemistry is how different we are in terms of coupling. And so I knew it was a no. Like, I could engage those feelings, feel good about it, get excited about it, and I didn't even need to mourn it when I said, it's a no. I didn't need to mourn it. I didn't need to be upset. I didn't need to be angry. I didn't need to be unhappy, because I'm at the place where I know I'm worthy and deserving of a big, beautiful, amazing, joyful, fully satisfying romantic partnership, and there's no need for me to settle. And that's not any disrespect to my previous partners. It's just I know what I want now. I've always known what I wanted. Honestly, I just grew up in a family where women did a lot of settling in romantic partnerships. And so once I learned I didn't have to do that, then now I know to use my faith to find that right person for me. And there can be a lot of right persons for us, right? It's a vibe. There's a lot of right persons that match. I did a show on this, like how to date your type, date within your type, and then from there you will identify which one's the right person for you at that time. I still believe that. I think that's totally 100% true. I don't think there's just one person on this whole planet that's right for you. No. I think that there are a lot of people who fit the requirements for what you want that could be a perfect, wonderful relationship for you. And all it takes is faith and believing that. And you don't have to date outside that pool, right? There are, you know, I don't want to put a number on it because then you'll believe, like, there are only 100 people in this world for me. This woman on the radio told me. No. But as an example, if we're creating a container for this example, let's just say there are 100 people that are your right type, that, you know, everything you want in a relationship, how good you would feel in that partnership, who they are, all of it. There's 100 people that meet that criteria. And, you know, the vibe is right and everything. I don't think there's ever a reason why you need to date outside of that cup, right? Date within your cup. I think there's way more than 100, and you can never run out, and there's always a perfect person that meets your needs at any given time if you will have faith and wait it out, right? Wait it out. Wait is a very active word in this example. Patience is better. There's a card in my deck that's called Wait, and when it comes up, I always cringe, but I understand now why the card creator called it Wait, because it feels like waiting, but it's really a patience card. The message of the card is patience. So if you are patient, you will attract everything that you need, want, and desire, whether it be in romantic relationships or even a job or money or business. I think if you are patient and you have unyielding, unwavering faith that what you want is possible and you're showing up and you're trusting your inspired action, yeah, it's amazing. You get to have everything you want. Okay, I should check the time on this podcast. Okay. Faith blooms when aligned with inspired action, as I was talking about. So how do you do this? Do everything that you know to do. And then you'll get hints as to things to do at any given time. And the more you follow up on those hits, the stronger and stronger your intuition will be, and the stronger and stronger your faith is. And then you will start to creep into the actions that produce massive results. That's why I have a package called the Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Package. So you always have to do something to get what you want. Well, you know, I heard that guru I talked about in the last podcast. He was like, you don't really have to, but it's better if you do. And I've heard many people say that, and I definitely think, but everything I've done, even if it was minimal effort, has required some action. Even if it's just saying, like, I want to manifest some money, and I go into meditation on it, and in that meditation, I get the hit, ask so-and-so for it, okay? And I do that, and it happens. Like, it still required me being courageous enough, A, to ask, B, to go into meditation and get the insight on it, and to facilitate the receiving of it, right? So there is going to always be some action. It just may not feel like heavy-duty, strenuous work, but sometimes it will. Sometimes you will have to do something that makes you really uncomfortable. Like and it will only be uncomfortable because you are moving through your resistance. You're moving through the thing in you that says, no, 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 you can't have that. No, 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 that's too big for you. Oh, no, 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 you're stepping out too far. And you'll know. Like today, I went to the manifestation I'm working on, I want to play that out. And as I'm walking there, I mean, my legs are cramping, my back is cramping. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I never feel this way. And I was like, oh, this is psychic. Not psychic in the sense that it's predicting something bad's going to happen, but it's energy. It's energy in my body. Psychically, I tuned into it and knew it was just energy. It's just resistance. It's just fear. It's just, oh no, you're stepping outside our comfort zone. Because I kid you not, the minute I got there, 10-minute walk, it was just agonizing. Like, oh my God, everything hurts. And I usually don't feel that way ever, believe me. But the minute I got there, I was like, that was just resistance. Resistance that was like, go home. Go home. Go home. This isn't right for you. Go home. And that part of us that tells ourselves that something is not right is not accurate. If the desire is on your heart, if you've been pointed in a certain direction, it means it is meant for you, with the exception of when we are chasing partnership. Many, many, many times our heart will tell us, especially if you have twos in your chart, your numerology chart. I call that the love bug number. Love bugs will just love up anybody. And so sometimes they will feel like something is doable when it's not, because they want to be in partnership and love. And I totally get that. Trust yourself. You know who you are. You know what works for you. You know what annoys the fuck out of you. Do the things that work for you. Do the things that you love. Go for the really big dream. Like, we need big dreamers right now. We need people who are willing to be pushed outside of every comfort zone so that they can create something magical and amazing and beautiful. We need you, right? So take the inspired action. Your intuition will instruct you, and all you have to do is take the action immediately. Just do it, because you're going to get another piece and another piece and another piece. It's not up to us, right? God's running the show, and a part of the way the show moves is through our intuition. And so just trust that, trust that, trust that, trust that. Now, here's the most significant aha I've had around faith. The magic of your faith works when you are in motion. So this means you have to actively be moving in the direction of what you want, and you have to stay in motion like the waves of the ocean. The momentum is what moves mountains and creates miracles. So you can't start, stop, start, stop, start, stop, start, stop, and expect to see something magical. The way you have to just stay in motion, stay in motion, stay in motion. Doesn't mean you don't take a break from time to time, but it's a clearly identified break, right? It's like perfect example, weight loss. I have a friend. Love her dearly. She's always on some program. She starts it great for a couple of weeks, quits, feels bad, talks about it, gets back on, right? And yes, she has lost some weight. She stayed on for months and lost some weight and quit and got lost some weight, quit. But then she has another friend who has consistently stayed on the program. Yes, they went out of town for work and they still maintained. Even though they couldn't eat the way they normally did, they still maintained because it had become, she had faith in her new way of life. She was keeping the momentum going, so her body stayed the same. She had faith in the size she wanted to be. And so my friend, my amazing, beautiful friend, still hasn't had faith, hasn't had the faith hit that she can have the body that she wants as a result of doing all these programs. And I bet if she just stuck there, I've said this before on this program, she would probably lose the weight instantly. So stay in motion. If you're looking for a job, keep looking for the job. Doesn't mean you're not going to take a break or, you have a little bit of a setback and you want to rest a bit. You're still, like, I know every time I'm in that space, I'm still thinking about it. I'm still thinking about it. I'm still thinking about it. Still working on it. Still figuring out how to get better and get better and better and better. You never stop, right? The start and stop and start and stop. That not only wanes, your faith begins to wane, but you're not using your energy efficiently, so you tire out easier. So just stay in motion, and then you'll find that you can coast, right? Yes, to stay in motion. Your faith, you can't stop moving until the dream happens. So let's go back to the example of the person that wants to run for president. God bless you. I think you're amazing. I'll support your campaign. They have to stay in motion. Even if they lose their first race, they still have to stay in motion. They find another way to be a leader, right? Find another way to create a presence for themselves in their party or their community, right? You just keep going. Keep going. Like Stacey Abrams didn't win governor of Georgia, but she's still in motion. We know her name. We know her face. We know she's going to have some type of massive presence as we move forward. Stay in motion. Now, she just went home and cried herself to sleep and then was like, well, I still want to be governor, but I'm just staying home. I mean, that's not going to work. Right? That's not going to work. It's not going to work. You must stay in motion, stay in motion. And then lastly, faith is felt. When you believe in the manifestation of your desire, when you believe it's going to happen, others will feel it and back you up, even if they have no idea what you're up to. Most people have no idea what I'm up to. But I know they believe in me. The faith, your faith is felt, right? I think all the exceptions that are made for me in this lifetime, because I'm exceptional, but my faith is exceptional, right? And so you will get the same exceptions as you move in the direction of your dreams, as you hold the faith, even if things haven't shown up exactly as you want. Your faith, your willingness to continue, your willingness to go for it will be felt by all those around you. And you will always be supported and taken care of as a result. It comes as a result of your faith. Faith is magical and is probably one of the most powerful energies you can tap into. And your faith makes you unstoppable. So that is my show. If you would like to learn more about working with me, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, click the Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Package. I would love to support you in living out your big dream. And until next time, thank you so much for listening to this program. I will start saying this because I am an advocate for voting. Please make your voting plan. If you live in the U.S., please, please make your voting plan. This will be an election like no other, and every voice, every opinion matters. So make your voting plan. I love you. Until next time, take care of yourself. Goodbye.